In the headlines, police are reporting a 13% increase in major crimes island-wide, with robberies more than doubling over the period. $400 fine for attacking nurse triggers public and union backlash. Prime Minister Mia Motley renews call for global support for small island developing states. And government sets plans in place to support breastfeeding mothers at places of work. Good afternoon. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I am Crystal J. Paul. Details coming up. There has been a 13% increase in major crimes across Barbados so far this year. That disclosure from Acting Commissioner of Police, Erwin Boyce, who says the police service remains concerned despite an overall 2% drop in total reported crimes. Speaking this morning during a news conference, Mr. Boyce revealed that robberies have more than doubled, climbing from 100 last year to 213 for the year so far, while 38 murders have been recorded so far compared to 41 for the 2024 period. He says the service will now intensify efforts to tackle street crimes and firearm-related offenses as part of its policing agenda for the remainder of 2025.
At October the 20th, there's provisionally a 2% decrease in overall crime. In absolute figures, we have recorded 4,872 crimes when compared with 4,969 for a similar period in 2024. We are not contented with that decline because we are seeing that there is some concerning movement in the total major crime area. For us, major crimes is seeing a 13% increase. Within that category, homicides, that is murder, now stands at 38 when compared with 41 for 2024. Reported robberies are now 213 against 100 for the same period in 2024. In relation to the homicides, 22 were enabled by firearms.
Acting Commissioner Boyce also expressed concern about the growing number of young people involved in criminal activity, revealing that nearly 400 individuals between the ages of 15 and 19 have been charged so far this year, along with close to 1,000 in the 20s age group.
One of the areas that concern us, though, in all the criminal analysis that we have done in recent times is the youth involvement in criminal activity. We have had, within the 15 to 19 category, age category, 391 persons charged. And I'm not saying all those persons were charged with serious crime. Between the age of 20 and 29, 999 persons were charged. Between 30 and 39, 877. And between 40 and 44, 376. And there are other figures that would go from 45 into 50. But those are the ones that concern us, because we are concerned about youth crime between the age of 15 and, let's say, 30. The majority of person charged is young men.
Acting Commissioner of Police Erwin Boyce. The Barbados Nurses Association is calling for stronger legal protection for nurses following outrage over a $400 fine given to the man who slapped a nurse while on duty. President of the association, Dr. Faye Paris, says the penalty sends the wrong message that violence against healthcare workers carries little consequence. She described the ruling as a slap in the face to the profession and a failure to reflect the seriousness of the assault or the trauma caused.
The penalty must be sufficient to act as a deterrent, not merely as a token response. BNA acknowledges that professional standards must be upheld across the health sector. However, no patient or relative has the right to physically assault any nurse or any healthcare worker. Such actions are unacceptable and must be treated with the seriousness they deserve. This incident also underscores the urgent need for nurses to have access to accident and injury insurance, particularly in light of the increasing reports of workplace violence.
President of the Barbados Nurses Association, Dr. Faye Paris, 34-year-old Josiah Lovell of Lancaster, St. James, pleaded guilty to assaulting 64-year-old nurse Hyacinth Green at the Randall Phillips Polyclinic on September 22nd. He was granted $2,500 bail and ordered to pay $400 compensation by Magistrate Deidre McKenna. General Secretary of the Unity Workers Union, Caswell Franklin, has condemned the ruling, calling it an insult to the nursing fraternity, and is demanding the immediate removal of Magistrate McKenna.
$400 is minuscule. You cannot encourage this type of behavior. Right now, I am so angry. I'm calling for the removal of the magistrate. One, she's out of touch with what is going on in society. She seemed not to be aware that her job is to deter crime as well. Not only to punish, but to deter. To deter crime. And she is not, this sentence will not deter anything. As a matter of fact, it will embolden people to believe that they can go into a school or nurse or clinic and attack nurses or teachers. This cannot allow, she should not be on the bench anymore, because we can clearly see that she either lost her way, she's out of touch, something is wrong. Look, what she has done is now to declare open season on nurses, because a fellow can feel like he could go in there and trouble a nurse or go to school and trouble a teacher and get a pair of $400 and come outside and get his friends some locks and think and forget about it.
General Secretary of the Unity Workers Union, Caswell Franklin, in the Lunchtime Edition. Barbados' Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley has renewed her call for greater international support for small island developing states as she expressed concern over the slow progress on key global commitments. Addressing the opening of the 16th UN Conference on Trade and Development in Geneva via video, Ms. Motley said she was disappointed that the proposed SIDS Trust Fund, a major initiative from the 2021 Bridgetown Covenant, has yet to receive any funding. The Prime Minister also warned that global cooperation, truth and equality are under threat, urging countries to reinvest in multilateralism and take decisive action on climate change and the responsible use of artificial intelligence.
We must recommit our efforts to addressing the climate crisis. Denying its existence does not make it go away. It does not eradicate the growing intensity of hurricanes or stymie the rising temperatures in the oceans. It does not stop glaciers from melting or narrow the line of climate migrants. The only action that will address the climate crisis is action. I would like to especially thank the UNCTAD Secretariat for the focused attention paid to small island developing states, which led to the development of a SIDS strategy and the establishment of a trust fund. I do, however, regret that this trust fund has not been resourced. I call on our partners to work with us to ensure that the SIDS Trust Fund can help small islands build their productive capacities and to grow through trade.
Prime Minister Mia Motley. The Barbados Water Authority is being put under the microscope following a recent statement advising residents of St. Lucie that discolored water running through their taps was safe for consumption. It was on Saturday morning during a press conference that Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Water Authority, BWA, Christopher Mapp, defended the quality of water being supplied to northern parishes. However, Democratic Labour Party spokesperson on health, Senator Andre Worrell, has chastised the utility company for the statement, calling it reprehensible. Meantime, United Progressive Party candidate for St. Lucie, Wayne Griffith, is also pressing the Barbados Water Authority to address long-standing complaints about discolored and foul-smelling water across the parish. Plans are underway to ensure workplaces provide facilities where mothers can express and store breast milk. The move is part of a broader push by the government to promote workplace wellness. Speaking at the National Committee for Wellness in the Workplace's second annual Workplace Wellness in Action Forum, Minister of Labour and Social Security and Third Sector Colin Jordan emphasized that mothers should be able to prioritize their children's nutrition beyond the end of maternity leave. Our top stories. Police are reporting a 13% increase in major crimes island-wide, with robberies more than doubling over the period. $400 fine for attacking nurse triggers public and union backlash. Prime Minister Mia Motley renews call for global support for small islands. Opposition parties chastise the Barbados Water Authority for safe-to-drink remarks, and government sets in place plans in place to support breastfeeding mothers at places of work. This has been the latest, the Lunchtime Edition on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also, follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates.